Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Now, you probably don't need me to tell you that food prices across Ireland are continuing to soar. We all feel it every time we go near the shopping trolley and the shopping bill. Grocery inflation has reached 6.5%. In the 12 months to early October. That's the highest level since December 2023. And the rise, of course, comes as many consumers prepare for the busy Christmas shopping period. Well, Henry McKean visited the English market in Cork City and met shoppers and stallholders and tried to see if he could get some advice on how we might be able to cut back or make a few savings this Christmas. He sent us this report.
Well, I'm a lone parent and I get help with the, you know, for lone parents.
So you'll get a double payment.
Yeah, and I'm sick with worry. Cause keep food going, electricity going, little presents for the children. It makes me so worried.
So you're sick with worry. How will you get through? How will you get through this Christmas? Prices are already high, and if they go up another 20%, another one-fifth?
I just have to watch my children going without. And as a mother, that is so painful. They'll go without what they, like every child, have a, something they want to get for Christmas, but they won't receive anything like that. For us, where I stand, if we have light, heat and the food on the table, they're our priorities, and at that we'd be struggling.
And there's families like yours, you're a lone parent with teenage kids, and you're going to have to really cut back this Christmas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's breaking my heart. The worry, like I can't even sleep at night.
What will you have for Christmas dinner?
If God's good, please God, a turkey. But that's not guaranteed.
And it won't be a very big one?
It won't be a very big one, no. No.
Prices in supermarkets and for turkeys and for roast dinner this Christmas are up 20% compared to last year. Here is Connor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent and Price Watch editor in the Irish Times.
What we're seeing now is the price of groceries increasing at the fastest rate since the winter of 2023. And according to the retail analysts World Panel, prices have gone up by 6.5% over the last 12 months. And I think an awful lot of people will be nervously looking towards Christmas because some of the key Christmas staples will be climbing by significantly more than 6.5%. Now, it's not about being alarmist because the Christmas shop is not going to increase by 20%. But some of the products that people buy over the Christmas period, things like chocolate, will definitely increase by a margin close to that. And I think that's going to have a really big impact on the kind of treats that people enjoy over the Christmas period. You're also going to see a significant rise in the price of turkeys, for example. Now, that rise might be closer to 10 or 12%, and that's going to be driven by higher energy costs that producers are facing, higher feed costs that producers are facing, higher wage costs. And of course, you have the constant and persistent threat of avian flu, which is impacting the supply of turkeys across Europe. And of course, when supply is constrained and demand remains the same, prices inevitably go up. So the other factor that is going to be key here is the absence of any state supports that we have kind of grown accustomed to over the last couple of years. So there's no energy credits, there's no double payments for the child benefit, and there's no tax improvements to look forward to in the new year. And I think all of these things added together is going to make for a somewhat difficult Christmas for a lot of people, and it will certainly add to the stress that many feel at this most stressful time of the year.
Tim Mulcahy, the chicken in English market, Cork City.
Will this Christmas be more expensive for families?
It probably will, due to the fact that the food inflation is ongoing. It's a mystery, really, where the inflation in the food is coming from. But unfortunately, it's something that we have to deal with.
For families, though, do you think they'll be able to afford a turkey this year, a big turkey? Will they go for a smaller turkey? We understand that turkeys are more expensive for various reasons. We've got bird flu, we've got the price of grain for farmers, for everyone it's more expensive.
It is. I suppose what people should really be thinking of is more in the line of not having any waste. So I suppose if people, if they could recall last year, as there was there much turkey left, if there was, then I reckon to come down a size or two on the turkey.
So a smaller turkey?
Smaller turkey.
Maybe even a turkey crown?
You could go with a turkey crown. We would do a lot of, we'll say, bone and roll turkeys, which would be turkey, mostly turkey fillet, which would be one side of the turkey, which is very popular.
Helen O'Callaghan in the meat centre in the English Market.
So, Helen, have you noticed an increase when it comes to your wholesale prices?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like, the price of beef has gone up nine times. Since December, it has gone up nine times. Price of pork, maybe twice in 12 months, but it is just so hard and so difficult now to try and keep things at a level where you're not overcharging people and people are happy going away.
So it's hard. So let's say, for example, I wanted a fillet of steak for Christmas dinner. What would that cost to feed four?
To feed four, you're talking about maybe, if you want a nice, decent bit of fillet steak, you're talking 50, 60 euro.
And last year, what would that have cost?
Maybe 45.
So a big increase.
Oh, it's a huge increase. Like, I mean, my beef has gone up, I'd say, definitely, it has gone up 25%.
And how are the customers taking it? Do you think we're going to have a leaner Christmas this year? We're not going to get any help from the government. We're not going to get one-off relief measures. People on social welfare will still get double payments, but everyone else will just have to make do.
Well, I think people will always manage for Christmas. I do honestly think that people kind of pull out all the stops. A lot of people are gone into maybe a lovely bit of roast pork or a nice bit of roast beef.
So just think differently.
They just have to manage their pocket better. That's all it is. And they do. They're good at managing their pockets, like.
So Christmas dinner could be 20% higher this year than last year, on top of already high prices. What will you do for your Christmas dinner this year? How will you cut back, or will you?
Maybe that there will be a lot of bargains. I'd expect coming up to Christmas, the Munchables dropping prices and things. And I suppose people will say, fingers crossed, and hopefully they'll be able to succeed. And
so you're hoping for some sort of supermarket war, some sort of fight between the supermarkets, the prices come down and you can get Christmas dinner on the table?
Yes. Yeah. Let it be whatever it is, as long as it will be available to people, you know. And I suppose that the situation abroad is exacerbating everything, between the price of gas and electricity and stuff we have no control over, really. And I don't think we're going to get much ease for another 12 months of that. If people stopped fighting, maybe we would.
So less wars in the world. If there was peace between Russia and Ukraine, you think that would bring down
gas prices? Yes, I do. I do. Should have to. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what I'm doing for Christmas yet, but I have definitely noticed prices go up. Chickpeas are like 43 cents now, and they used to be under 20. And
so that'd be like a can of them?
A can of chickpeas, yeah. So
and
that's
you love
what,
chickpeas?
Well, it is my cheap vegan food, but they have gone up in price. There also used to be like a garlic bread in Tesco for under 20 cents, and now it's 40 something as well.
More than doubled.
It's more than doubled. So this is what I'm noticing.
Thomas W. Brennan. I signed myself that in my work, but my friends call me Tommy. I always have a very quiet Christmas. I don't overindulge. I don't overspend. And of course, part of the problem in our modern society is to push this idea of overspend and gluttony in everything.
Christmas was a time of, I suppose, gluttonous behaviour. This Christmas, it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
Think we should all cut back a bit.
Well, we should really. And I have to be frank about my grandmother, God rest her, used to say that a yard of counter is worth 100 acres of land, and nobody can call you a daylight robber. And that's what's actually going on in our country today. It means that if you have a yard of counter, you can charge what you like, and nobody questions it. And of course, as the old saying in Ireland is that the people in Ireland will never be satisfied until everybody has more than everybody else.
No gluttony, no gluttony. That's all I got from that report from Henry McKean there, and thanks for that.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.